Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively taking you through a cup of soup or bowl, the 25th anniversary of Super Bowl 35, and what we thought might be an extended Ravens head coaching search through the blizzard. Instead, the purple plumes of smoke appear just after 5 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. Our Luke Jones was on the scene. He'll be on the scene with me for a cup of Super Bowl next week. The candy cane caches from the Maryland Lottery. We'll have these to give away, as well as our friends at GBMC getting us out on the road in Coppin State as well. Jesse Minter, son of head coach Rick Minter, once of the Cincinnati Bearcats, who once hired John Harbaugh, who once hired Rick Minter's son, Jesse Minter, who then went to work for John Harbaugh's brother, Jim, in Michigan, and will now be welcomed back in the building. Knows everybody in the building. Lamar knows him. And I guess it's the era of big trusts, Luke. He was a part of big trusts back in the day. And, I guess Eric and Steve had to get somebody they knew. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like it feels like it took a long time, but it feels like it was short. It also felt like they were waiting for these cats over the weekend too, and they clearly weren't.
Yeah, I think as we started to see Thursday develop, obviously Minter was talking with the Ravens on Wednesday. Mary Kay Cabot in Cleveland broke the news that Minter was not going to be meeting with the Browns on Thursday. So that put your tentacles up that, okay. Is that because he's not wanting to be in Cleveland, which is entirely possible because that we've seen guys back out because they don't want to be the head coach of the Browns because it's not a very good opportunity. Or was that more an indication that he and the Ravens were moving toward getting a deal done? Yeah.
Well, it's also you can go back and work for Harbaugh in L.A. if the Cleveland thing.
Right. Exactly.
Isn't, right.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he was in a good spot. I mean, this is, you know, and clearly, you know, I mean, the Raiders apparently were after him as well. And you know,
I was
going to
call him a young
that
whippersnapper, but he's your age. So
yeah, he's about 5 months, 5 months older than me. So that'll be an interesting dynamic.
And a year older than my son.
But it comes down to this. I mean, yes, there's familiarity, although I'll point out it's been five, you know, going on 6 years since he's been in the building. So he's been away for a bit. You know, 2020 was his last year as a Ravens assistant. But
he's been
there
4 years in the building, give
yes,
or take.
2017 through 20. He was a defensive assistant, kind of an entry level job, if you will.
That was a Flacco year, though, right? He was around for a lot of that, right?
17 and 18, he was a defensive assistant. In 19, he was the assistant defensive backs coach. And then 20, he was the defensive backs coach, which wasn't, you know,
defensive
he wasn't
assistant was Wink, right? For with Wink.
Well, 2017, that would have been Dean Pease's last year. So it would have been, you know, him working under Wink. You know, him working, Mike McDonald was on that staff, of course. So I think it comes down to this, clearly familiarity. And look, that's not that there's a lot of that goes on around the league. Good, bad, and indifferent. I mean, it's just owners gravitate to it. Coaches
Dude, by the way, Harbaugh,
it.
John is backed up a truck out there to take half the people with him, right? Like
sure,
literally,
sure.
as we speak about it, right?
And the Ravens are going to try to keep some of those people if they feel that they're a good fit. Chris Horton is one that if Jesse Minter doesn't have a different name in mind as a special teams coordinator, I'm guessing Chris Horton will be back with the Ravens. So we'll see how that all plays out. Obviously, big questions about the OC, the defensive coordinator, although Minter brings me back to my point. Yes, there's familiarity here, but I think so many Ravens fans, you and I talked about it, at least in passing, but in the two going on 2.5 weeks since John Harbaugh was let go, I think there was at least a little bit of lamenting from the fan base to say, oh man, you see Mike McDonald doing what he's doing in Seattle now. You know, the timing of that. I mean, it was only 2 years ago when he left. Man, in a perfect world, maybe you'd make a difficult decision 2 years ago and you keep Mike McDonald. Point is, I think the Ravens are hoping, and I'm not saying that Jesse Minter is going to be exactly like Mike McDonald, but they really like his
defensive
line.
Well, if he is, we better make plans this week next year.
There you go. Right. Exactly. I mean, you're hoping so. But he's very highly regarded for his defensive mind. We've talked a lot, whether it was going to be an offensive-minded head coach that you have in lockstep with Lamar, or it's a defensive-minded head coach that fixes this defense, and now you're no longer in a position now of, and I'm, you know, they'll be a defensive coordinator, but I would assume Jesse Minter's probably going to call the defensive calls. I think. I mean, that's what Mike McDonald does in Seattle. But I think there's very much a thought, a hope, optimism. And again, it's never exactly the same, but I think there's a hope that, for any private feeling that they might have that, maybe in a perfect world, Mike McDonald would be our guy. They're hoping that Jesse Minter can be that next kind of defensive-minded head coach, similar in age, obviously cut his teeth here, worked with both Harbaughs. And I'll point out, and this, if you remember, I had my rant the night that you and I first started talking about the firing, right? And I went on my rant about it's perfectly fine to be excited about a new direction for the Ravens and moving on, but also keep in mind, they did have a lot of success under John Harbaugh for a long time. So there are lessons and takeaways that can be positives for the heir apparent, right?
Well, the building's
So
not going to change much because this guy only knows John and Jim's way, which is very similar, and the Joe Ortiz way. I mean, this is a friends and family hire, and that's what I'm calling
fair.
it. It's
That's
a
fair.
friends and family hire. There's nothing, out, and if they don't like this guy in a year or two, they'll get rid of him and Eric will keep his job. This keeps Eric safe. And I don't even know if this guy's answering to Steve in that triangular way. And Lord knows, you and I have not had a conversation much about Harbaugh's power and his press conference on Tuesday and just all the issue dealt with for the last 15 years with Harbaugh now taking that power play to the building in New York as a made guy, a Jersey guy. I'll be writing about that. I don't know that Jesse Minter, whoever the hell he is, in the minds of fans, in the minds of people, is just gonna like stamp his mark on the building in the way John walked around like Big John Studd. You know what I mean? Like I don't. This guy's been in the building in lower in a different way. Probably has a different humility built into him in that way than where John. The John that I saw on the podium Tuesday, as opposed to even Bisciotti, who clearly loves himself a lot more than the guy I remember from 20 years ago, who, when he only had a billion, he was kind of humble. Now I don't. It's a different press conference. It's a different. All the optics are different. I don't know if Jesse Minter comes in and is a tough guy cowboy. I don't know his personality. I don't know much about him. I don't think any of us do. Did you ever? Other than do a podium once a year that John would allow,
I'm not.
guys
I'm.
do? Yeah, right.
I was even looking for this the last couple of days because, again, doing my due diligence, and he's coming in the building for an in-person second interview, and then certainly earlier in the day Thursday when you got word that that he wasn't interviewing in Cleveland, I started looking. I'm not sure he ever did one because he was never like
High up enough,
he
right?
wasn't the secondary coach. He was the defensive backs coach. He would have been working for Chris Hewitt. I would assume it was Chris Hewitt at the time. I mean, I'm trying to think timing of like when Leslie Frazier was in
So
the
you can
building that
say
was
you've
more.
never met Jesse Minter and
I mean,
chatted
I've
with him.
met him, but to sit there and say that I got to know him or anything like that,
If you saw him at
no.
the airport, you'd know who he is.
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. So, but as we. I mean, even as you just alluded
Nobody in
to.
Baltimore can say that. I mean, I'm literally like, he has no cue here at all. He comes in with a fresh sheet of paper, but not to me as a Harbaugh guy to say, like, he's a Harbaugh goon. I mean, I know the brothers, I know both of them. I can call them goons. I know them well enough. I would think that his ideology and everything shaped over a decade with these two guys chasing him back and forth to Michigan. By the way, he was the guy that took over the team when Jim was cheating. Like, he coached a couple of games for Michigan. So he's got that going on too. But the brother hiring Harbaugh 30 years ago, like, it is a. It couldn't be any more of a friends and family hire. I mean, I don't, I, and a guy that won't, at least on the face of it, need the power in the building that John had. And
Well,
that could mellow the building out a little bit more in regard to Eric having more power, which Eric is now, Eric's beyond senior leadership. He's been there 30 years. He's the chosen one. He survived a guy who just got fired with $50 million on his contract. By the way, they saved a lot of money hiring Jesse Minter. I mean, I don't know what they paid him, but they didn't have to pay him 5, 6 million a year.
I
but
mean,
that's.
I don't know yet. Certainly not 17 million a year. So, look, I mean, Jesse Minter's highly regarded. He had good defenses with the Chargers. I mean, if you go back and look at a month ago, if different national pundits and sites and all that were ranking head coach candidates for this coming hiring cycle, in mid-December,
This is where I
Jesse.
would say to you, I get flippant and say, he ran a great defense. Can he run a building?
Well, that's the question. That's the
Yeah.
question with
Yeah.
any. I mean, that would have been the question if they hired Clint Kubiak. That would have been the question if it was, someone that was,
Hasn't run a building
or someone who has run a building
and
but
done it
wasn't
poorly.
successful,
Right.
right? I
Yeah.
mean, so
Yeah.
there's so many variables to it. To go back to what you said as far as, the dynamic of him coming in. I mean, I asked Steve Bisciotti the question at the press conference about the power structure, indicated that it would stay the same. However, being practical about it, whether it's Jesse Minter or whether it would have been anyone else coming in, if you have a structure in place where the GM and head coach are side by side, each individually answering to the owner, if it's a first-year head coach, a first-time head coach, a 42-year-old head coach, probably not going to be coming in running hot and looking to butt heads with the general manager from Jump Street, right? I mean, I think there's, first of all, they've had lots of conversations over the last, this interview process. They're familiar with each other before, but I think there, you talk about a lot of those things, and there's going to be a honeymoon period. There's a honeymoon period right now with John Harbaugh and Joe Shane. No matter how long,
Oh, that looked uncomfortable, didn't
how fleeting it might be,
it?
there will be a honeymoon, right? I mean, there always is. I mean, even if it's a couple months or a year or something
New
like
York
that.
media was having a good time with that.
But yeah, so I would say the same thing. I mean, okay, John Harbaugh, maybe when he first arrived in 2008, within the confines of what happened in the locker room and between the lines, yeah, he had a presence with his football team, but at that point in his career, was he challenging Ozzie Newsome with personnel matters as much as maybe he and Eric DaCosta would spar? And I say spar, and I mean that in a friendly way, but they're going to disagree. I mean, there's disagreements. I mean, if everyone thought the same exact way all the time, that would be bizarre. Like, that wouldn't even be human. But the point with that would be that, yeah, a 10th year head coach with a Super Bowl under his belt, a 12th year head coach, a 14th year head coach, an 18th year head coach, in that kind of structure is going to have more clout to, not necessarily butt heads with the GM, but debate and push back and want certain things that I'm guessing Jesse Minter, I mean, he'll have his opinions, but I don't think, I'm guessing it's just human
He's
nature.
already bought in on the program,
Right,
though. He's a
exactly.
Harbaugh guy. He,
Well,
he
and he's a
knows where the
DaCosta
wall,
guy.
he
He's
knows
going to
the
be a
walls of the
DaCosta guy.
building. Like, so to me, this was a very, I wrote to you. I'm shocked, but not shocked. I thought they wanted a real culture change, philosophical change. It doesn't feel like that they want that. And the press conference, Eric lies as much as John. He just does less of it because he does less press conferences. But, it'll be very interesting to see because, by the way, shout out to my friends at Accelerant. I went to a beautiful breakfast on Thursday down at the Renaissance. And this is before the hiring. This is early in the day, in the morning. And, I had a dozen people. These are all dudes. They're football people. They're all coming up. Who are the Ravens going to hire? Like asking me about all and not thinking it's as imminent. I thought they would have problems with the snowstorm this weekend. We thought that they, you and I were not on red alert until he turned, Minter turned down the Cleveland thing. But, we started talking about power and leadership and structure and what we're seeing from Harbaugh in New York and what we're seeing in other buildings and all of that. And I had this conversation just about them really wanting change. Not, I mean, and I'll go to the Justin Tucker card and the Ray Rice card and the things that happened in their building and the Harbaugh, like all of that. I thought they were looking for a powerful presence. A new, different kind of thing. I thought you and I thought they were looking for somebody to be a Lamar whisperer, right? We thought offensive coordinator, guy out on the field last 2 minutes, call and play. Like we were thinking along those Shanahan, those lines. And in the end, they wound up doing what was really comfortable for them. I think the uncomfortable thing is to hire somebody you had never met before 3 weeks ago. who's got stripes somewhere else. And I guess if you're Eric, there's not a lot of guys you haven't met. I guess he's met Klifkins, these other people. And maybe all along they love Jesse Minter. And when Eric was in the building the whole time, said, this guy's going to be a head coach somewhere, in the way they felt that way about Mike McDonald, right? I mean, Harbaugh has not had a tree in the way that other Tomlin hasn't either, by the way. And they stuck around 18 years. And there was a lot of feeling about John not bringing in powerful people. Cam Cameron and Jim Caldwell have been a coach, been a decorated coach, winning coach. So, but power and wanting his job, or wanting a head coaching job so much, that kind of way went away with Rex. Rex was a dominant personality. Anybody that thinks John Harbaugh is going to hire Rex Ryan in New York, I would. I've talked to both of those men about each other. I would be stunned if John Harbaugh hired Rex Ryan. But when he came in, Rex remained, was also a Rick Minter guy. And I didn't think they were going to hire Rex Ryan. I didn't think they were going to hire a big personality in that way. But I thought it would be a di I thought the Anthony Weavers and the Nate Shielhouse, who comes from the tree that's the hot tree, and the McV bringing something new spices, new sauces, new recipes. They didn't do that, and they're not going to sell me on that if they did. They got a guy who's been working for Harbaugh Inc. for a decade. Like, that's what clearly what they wanted. They didn't want an African American. They didn't want an offense coordinator. They didn't want a retread, although Steve sold that pretty good last week. He sold a lot of stuff, I think. But Eric looked like, and I had three people today say to me, Eric looked like a hostage last week next to Bisciotti. People said that to me this morning. And I'm like, I saw that, but I didn't know that everybody saw it. And this allows that to not happen with a head coach. So I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a long-winded way of me going through Eric looking like very, very meek next to the owner. And dude, let's be honest, you and me, the owner's gone. The owner might not even check in for this press conference. The owner will not be hurt. The owner's gone. He's gone. He's not coming back next February. He's gone. He gone. So it's now Eric and this young buck, who's a Harbaugh guy and knows where everything is, and let's get to work. We know each other. We've had dinner together. We don't have to, we know our wives. We know our kids. We don't. There's no breaking of eggs. I'm just saying.
Okay. To address, I'll push back a little bit on the DaCosta. I think he was uncomfortable at last week's press conference because they just fired his best friend. I mean, I don't think he was comfortable
Do you
being
think
in
they
that
were best
setting.
friends?
They were next door neighbors. I mean, they
By the
talked.
way, apparently John did not thank Eric on the podium. He thanked everybody but Eric and
Yeah, I
me.
mean, I don't.
I'm just saying. I don't know how that ended,
I'll
but
be totally honest, and look, I might be in the minority here. I'm not terribly interested in John Harbaugh anymore. Like, and I don't mean that, like, I mean that from a professional standpoint. Like, to me, people were like obsessing. It's like, you got your wish. He's gone. He's in New York. He's gonna, it's Harbaugh 2.0 in another city. And
oh, he's a fascinating character
I
to
wish him
follow
well. Like,
after
I
this.
don't say that like saying like that he's like dead to me or anything like that. It's just, but to bring it back to what you're talking about, I mean, I look, what you say, and I'm not saying that it's wrong. They've been very successful for a long time. Now, 2025 individually was not successful, and I think that's a big reason why they made a change of this magnitude at the head coach spot. However, I think in some ways they look at this as maybe a hybrid of the Harbaugh way worked really well for a long time, and this sounds a you know I these are human beings, I understand, but it's almost like you upgraded, to a younger model, right? And again, Jesse Minter's his own person. Just because you work for someone doesn't mean you're exactly like them. You and I work for you. We work
You're
together.
nothing like
We're
me,
not
trust me.
alike, right? So
No.
I think
Thank
it's
God for
important,
that. Thank God for
right?
your mother that we're not alike.
But I just think it's important to recognize that. Now, do I think Jesse Minter has learned from John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, good things, maybe some things that wouldn't be as flattering? Sure. in the same way that you would say that if you've worked for someone for a long time in certain ways. But that doesn't mean he's going to be exactly the same way. I mean, one of the great examples of that I always think about in football history is who were the coordinators for the 1958 New York Giants who played the Colts in the overtime game, greatest game ever. Do you remember who the offensive and defensive
I
coordinator
helped
was?
Stedman research a
I'm not
book.
putting you on the spot here.
I can tell you Charlie Connerly was the quarterback.
No.
So I'm going through. I don't know.
Right. But anyway, so the head coach was Jim Lee Howell.
Jim Lee Howell. Right. I
His
knew that.
coordinators
Go ahead.
were Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry. So my
Okay.
point there in saying that is they worked for Jim Lee Howell and then went on to be a way bigger deal than Jim Lee Howell ever was. So and I don't say that to say that Jesse Minter is going to become one of the greatest coaches of all time. I have no idea. But the point is, just because you come from a certain tree or you work for a certain person or brothers doesn't mean that it's going to be a clone. But your point about familiarity, I can't disagree with that. But I would also say that familiarity worked really well for a long period of
Anybody that's
time.
listened to 105.7 knows those guys want that nothing I ever said and want nothing to. So, proteges are just that. I mean, I
Exactly,
but that being
exactly.
said, there is a system and a way things worked in the building in both
Sure.
buildings that he's going to bring the Harbaugh way to
Well,
this. And if he sits on the podium and says, it's going to be the Minter way, I'm never going to lie to you, I'm going to be a different kind of guy, you're fine. I'll see that as what it is. Give me my press pass back too while you're at it, Chief. So, let me come ask you some questions. Coaches like me usually, except the last guy. But
go
for
ahead.
me with Minter, I'm willing to give him, I don't have an opinion on what kind of a head coach he's going to be other than this
We
was a
don't
safe
know.
pick. This was an in-building pick. It was a friends and family pick. It was a guy they already know. They're clearly more comfortable with that than they were breaking eggs, having somebody come in and say, what is this? And as opposed to the Giants just gave John Harbaugh, I know you don't hear that, $100 million to bring his thing there and bring his coaches and bring
Sure.
his sports science and bring his analytics and all of the, upgrade the operation, do it the Raven way. I mean, he was even dropping terms like relentless and all of that in the press conference the other day. So there is something that has value to the Harbaugh way that the Giants are paying a pretty penny to put that on the front of the mantle. Minter doesn't want to run away from that either. The whole
Sure.
Harbaugh thing, that's what he knows and that's what he knows to work and win. I don't th I, if he's not selling that, I don't th I'll think he's less than honest if he's not selling that.
Well, I mean, why would you shy away from it? It's like I said, whether you want to call it the Harbaugh way, the Ravens way, I mean, the two are very blended together. I mean, John Harbaugh was the head coach for roughly two-thirds of the history of the franchise at this point in time. I mean, close. 18 out of 30 seasons, right? So, yeah, I mean, those two things are kind of welded together, and obviously now it'll be a new era, and it'll be a 2.0. There'll be
Well, in a
some
different
Harbaugh.
world, he would already been to DC here last year. So would Anthony Weaver if John would have decided that. If John wanted Minter to be his DC and not his brother, he would have paid him more and brought like he wanted Zach Orr, or maybe Steve wanted Zach Orr, or maybe Eric DaCosta wanted, I don't know, but John always made, and clearly the power play that John made in New York last weekend about
Oh,
changing the
sure.
mayoral structure speaks to he wants what he wants. And I don't know
Well,
if he got what he wanted here or said he got what he wanted here and who's zooming who, because I don't think Bisciotti's fully honest either. Going back in retrospect and hearing the double talk that was picked up from last week, I mean, honor among thieves amongst all of them. I just hope Jesse Minter's the answer they're looking for here. That's
yeah.
all. I
I
mean,
mean, and no one can know for sure when you're talking, whether it's a first-time head coach or it's a retread, or I mean, we've seen coaches who were really successful. I mean, look at Pete Carroll, right? He won a Super Bowl, went to another Super Bowl in Seattle, went to the Raiders last year, and it was an absolute disaster. Now, not saying that's his fault, but the point is, there are always so many variables involved that
Mike
have.
McDonald's coaching this weekend, and so Sean Payton.
Exactly.
Mike Vrabel retread coaching this week. And that's just the way it is. And
Sure,
everybody's chasing
so.
their Liam Cohn and their Ben Johnsons and they're not
Yeah.
even playing this week, but they're geniuses for now, right? Because they improve things.
Yeah, exactly. But then the moment the improvement stops or you go in the other direction, I mean, look at John Harbaugh. Life comes at you fast,
Look at
right?
Mike Tomlin.
I mean, John Harbaugh, we're 9 months removed from the Ravens signing him to a 3-year contract extension, and now he's, firing people in New York and revamping things. And look, and let me be clear, just to address what you said there, I mean, the Giants knew they needed to revamp things, right? I mean, now some of that was okay, they had to iron out what their chain of command would be and all that, but they didn't hire John Harbaugh to come in and keep everything else the status quo. They know that they've been a dumpster fire since they last won a Super Bowl, save for a year or two. So that was the kind of undertaking they signed up for. Whereas, and this goes back to what I was saying, that the Ravens didn't view necessarily firing John Harbaugh meant that their entire organization needed to be revamped. I think, again, this is almost like they traded in a car for a new model, right? And again, that sounds so demeaning, and I don't mean it to sound that way, but like that's the best way I can think of this. But one area where it is distinctly different is Jesse Minter's not a CEO in the way that we thought of John Harbaugh as a
He's a
CEO.
ball
Now,
coach.
a head coach has to be a CEO, and that's the one thing I'll continue to talk about, that no matter whether they were going to hire an offensive genius or a defensive genius, whether it's going to be someone at lockstep with Lamar, or you still have to think about the rest of the roster. You need to think about every phase. There is a lot on your plate as a head coach that does not have anything to do with football necessarily. I mean, when
Or
you're talking
calling the
about,
defense in 4 minutes when Josh Allen is running with his new coach at you, right? Like
I
literally.
mean, that might be the that'll be the part that might still be the easiest thing to him, but the other things are going to be very challenging, right? And that's not to say he won't be able to do it, but we don't know, right? So I just think when you look at it through that lens, and I'll go back to something you said, that this was apparent what they wanted. Look, one point I tried to make all along when I said that my general preference would have been an offensive-minded head coach that would be in lockstep with your franchise quarterback and hope it rejuvenates him in that way. And then if you have a great year, you're not worried about your offensive coordinator being hired away by someone else. But that's in a vacuum, right? That's an ideological thing. Practically speaking, it still has to be the right guy that does that, right? You don't just do it with any offensive coordinator. It has to be the right guy. And I think, sure, I think to a man, if you talked to Eric DaCosta over a beer or a glass of wine 2 weeks ago, I'm guessing Jesse Minter was really high up on their list. But they were going to go through a process. They were going to talk. They ended up talking to what, 16 candidates. They talked to two other candidates in a second round setting, which was Anthony Weaver and Joe Brady. I think there was interest in talking to some of the other candidates, but you get far enough along in the process, and if you had the conviction that Jesse Minter is going to be a heck of a head coach, and you're worried about losing out to someone else hiring him, because from his stance, he can feel good about it, but he also can't wait around forever, right? I mean, there's a little bit of a dance at work. I mean, we talked about this from a speculative standpoint in terms of the Falcons jumping on Kevin Stefanski. I mean, like the Ravens might have liked him, but did they like him enough that they were going to offer him the job as quickly as the Falcons did? No, clearly not. So, hey,
When there's 10
you move
jobs, there's
on.
gamesmanship, and the real losers are the guys that are still playing this weekend, right?
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, I mean, it can, sure. I mean, like the Seahawks,
Well, the Ravens
and
weren't sold on waiting for that guy, right?
exactly. I mean, the thought might have been, look, and I don't think this was like that they didn't like any of those guys. I think they probably would have talked to a couple of those guys, but the thought was, we really love Jesse Minter. And this goes back to what I said to you all along. You should never treat this in terms of like there's one guy and only one guy and no questions asked, one guy to hire. But if you feel like you identify someone that you really, 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 really like, and clearly they did, or they would have waited until next
Well, they
week.
let McDonald get out of the building, and this guy was part of the Harbaugh tree, and
But there's no guarantees when you still have all these other openings and you say, all right, we love Jesse Minter. And let's just say, just for exercise, I don't know this, but let's say they really liked Clint Kubiak a lot too, but they weren't sure. They didn't know him as well, right? and you say, all right, we can wait. We can tell Jesse that we really love him and he's absolutely on our radar. But then you wait and you wait and you wait. And by next Monday or, over the weekend, the Davis and the Raiders give him insane money, or they give him insane power, more than you would give,
Well, if he got to
and then you
Cleveland
lose him.
tomorrow, there's
You
no
never know.
saying that they wouldn't overwhelm him with money or that
Exactly. I mean, because you
give
have
him
to
more
look.
power, give him more whatever he wants, right?
Right. I mean, that's why I said all along, like, to me, yes, the Ravens were the most appealing job, most appealing opening out of all these, but that didn't mean you could just wait forever, right? That doesn't mean everyone's going to wait forever for you. So I think they decided, you know what? We like a couple of those other guys, but we love Jesse Minter. And we're not necessarily sure that even if we really love one of those guys, that we're going to love them more than Jesse Minter. We feel he can be our guy, and we feel we can be really successful with him. And we love his plan for offensive coordinator. Lamar's going to be happy with that too. Like, because you talk about all those things, and I think they said, let's do it. Like, let's make sure we get our guy up and not keep thinking about a hypothetical, but that may not manifest itself if you wait till next week.
Dude, we're going to be talking about this for weeks. I'm just going to leave you with this, and this is just my first question and my first set of observations of this. And this is after 30 minutes of talking about this, 5 minutes after he's hired. What's he going to change? What is he going to come in other than things on the wall in John Harbaugh's office? What did they look at that John was deficient and say, we need to be better at this and we need to change this, that, and the other thing? And those are the big questions. And we'll come back. We'll talk more about that. Luke can be found at Baltimore Luke. There are no more plumes of smoke other than offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, all the other things that are going to be going on around here. I'm sure there's going to be a press conference. I'm sure we're going to get snowed in as well. Luke can be found at Baltimore Luke. I'm easy to find as well. We're going to be getting out with a cup of soup or bowl. We're also going to be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Super Bowl 35. Much of next week, when I thought we were waiting on a head coach, we're not waiting on a head coach right now. We're waiting on a friend and waiting on a press conference. And we're going to talk more about new Baltimore Ravens head coach, Jesse Minter, excuse me, after this. He could be my mentor.